Carter Finger, Triple M, 17 to 8. We'll play Last Man Standing coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Liam in West Mackay playing for $100. If you want to kick him off the perch, get by your phone. We'll do that very soon. 15 degrees. Nindaroo, 19 years today since the Twin Towers fell in New York City, September 11.
It's hard to imagine it's been that long because the memory is still fresh in your mind when you first heard the news, right?
Mm.
Just amazing.
It's one of those things that you remember where you were.
Oh, yeah.
When you heard the news. That's what we want to know this morning. 13, 20, 7, 10. Where were you when you heard the news that the Twin Towers have fell?
Darren's from Townsville. Mate, where were you when you heard the news?
Morning, boys. Yeah, I was obviously in Townsville. I was riding my bike into Laverack Barracks. And I was back in the military back then. And we have a safe base sign out the front. And I remember when I left the barracks about 20 minutes earlier, it was Safe Base Alpha, which means no real threat, no dramas, you know, go about your normal duties. And by the time I went across the road and come back again, it was Safe Base Delta, which is threats imminent, you know, people on the gate, stop, drop right. Everything, when, where you've been, who'd you see, and I remember thinking, you know, shit, we might get a little bit of work out of this. Once I find out what happened.
So that scale was on a national basis or international?
No, that was on a national basis. That went right across the fence, right across the fence in Australia from, you know, Safe Base Alpha to Safe Base Delta in like 30 minutes.
Were you worried? Were you worried about the whole thing?
Yeah.
I wasn't worried about, obviously, the threat in Australia at the time. You sort of have that safe feeling in Australia that nothing of that sort of nature is ever going to happen here.
Mm.
But the thought of, obviously, with the war on terror after that, that was sort of put it in the back of your mind that, you know, you may be called up to go over.
Yeah,
and still something we're fighting still today. Thanks for your call there, Darren. Still something that we're fighting as globally is terrorism, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Rona in Bukasia, where were you when you heard the news?
I was down in Victoria saying goodbye to friends before I moved up to Mackay, and we switched on the telly in the morning, and we all just stopped.
It was hard to imagine this sort of thing happening. Are you right?
Yeah, we just couldn't believe what we're seeing, and we all had young kids, and yeah, it was surreal. The kids are running around because they don't realise what's going on, and the adults are just like shocked, looking at the TV, just couldn't believe what we were watching.
I thought this was going to start something massive in regards to wars and stuff
World
like
War
that.
III, yeah.
I just thought this is it. But I still, 19 years later, you cannot get those images out of your mind. They'll be etched in your mind forever.
You can't. And my sister works for an international company and they had offices in the towers.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow. So, like, even though I'm an Australian, I was so far away from it, it had far-reaching effects for a lot of people.
100%. Mm. And, like, even kids now, I remember my nephew saying, what was that about? Because he wasn't born at that stage. And I told him the story, and his blank look at his face going, wow, that must have been terrifying. You know?
Well, yeah. Sally in Beaconsfield, I'm sure you were terrified hearing the news for the first time, yeah?
Yeah, well, I worked for a bank at the time, one of the main four, and they pretty much had kittens over the whole incident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were really worried about the market and everything like that at the time.
Jesus.
And a workmate of my husband's had actually been to the Twin Towers a week before it happened, so he was pretty all
close to home. I think Ian Thorpe was in New York when it actually happened too at the time. Like he was doing something.
I think he was actually meant to go to the Twin Towers that morning later on.
Yeah, and I'd been up there. They're massive towers, those things. But do you agree, Sally? It's just something that's going to stick in your head for the rest of your life. Like you'll never forget that.
Yeah, it's one of those memories you'll just never forget. Everyone was really panicked and, you know, they try and psych everyone up and customers, especially the older ones, were really, really worried about it.
But it's just, I think now, thank you again for your call too, the fight on terror will be something that we fight forever now.
Oh, it's just part of life now, isn't it, really?
It's crazy stuff. 19 years today, folks, and spare a thought for those, I think it was a few thousand people had died in the actual Twin Towers, but then you got...
Yeah, I think there was a few hundred Australians as well.
But then they had the authorities, the fireys, and everybody trying to rescue people, and just the image of those buildings falling. You can see it on the news tonight. And, of course, all the details at triplem.com.au. 12 minutes away from 8 here at Triple M.